Every August, before a single backpack gets packed, there's a threshold parents like us cross. Not our kids, but us. In today's episode, we're naming it, all five versions of it, so you can walk into this school year with your eyes open instead of just white-knuckling it.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. By the end of this episode, you will be able to name the specific version of the back-to-school threshold instead of just feeling a vague dread every August. You will understand five distinct threshold moments parents of queer, neurodivergent, or otherwise vulnerable kids face at this time of year, and which one of those apply to your family. And you will walk away with a clearer sense of how your role as an advocate needs to shift depending on what stage of school your kid is entering. So I want to tell you what actually happened in my house every single August for years and years. It wasn't one big moment, but it was a pattern, and it would start silently in the back of my mind. The questions, the vague anxiety. Who will their teachers be this year? Who do I need to have a conversation with immediately before the first day, not after something goes wrong? What supports need to be in place? What services need to be scheduled? Who is a safe person in this building? Where is the safe place if things go sideways? And those are just the first layer. Does any of that sound familiar? If you're parenting a kid who's queer or neurodivergent or struggles with anxiety or depression or has a learning or speech challenge, that list is not optional extra worry on top of normal parent worry. It is the baseline. It is so much heavier than what a parent of what people would call a typically developing kid carries into September. And almost nobody names that gap out loud. And every single year, I had to reassess, how involved do I need to be with this kid this year at this age? How much do I step back and let them advocate for themselves or teach them to advocate for themselves? And for better or for worse, I always erred toward being the mama bear, especially during those early years. I would rather be too involved than not involved enough and have my kid pay for it. So let's name five thresholds that you may recognize in your own life this year. The first one is recloseting fears after an open summer. If your kid has spent the summer somewhere freer, whether it was at camp or with friends or in a community where they could fully be themselves. Walking back into a school building can mean walking back into a smaller version of who they get to be. That grief is real, even when nothing bad has happened yet. It's anticipatory, and it's important to name its existence. The second threshold is prepping the school on name, pronouns, and who needs to know. This is logistics wearing an emotional coat. Every conversation with a teacher or administrator is also a small negotiation about how safe your kid gets to be, and you are often the one initiating it before anyone asks you to. The third threshold is your own anxiety walking back into the system, not your kid's, yours. The dread of re-entering a system that hasn't always treated your family well, or that you don't yet know will. Anxiety can be a preemptive warning or protection, depending on how you manage it. The fourth threshold is safety, plain and simple safety. Physical safety, of course, but also the safety of being known accurately, being called by the right name, and not being outed by accident in a roster or locker room assignment. And the fifth threshold is the way advocacy shifts across the grade transitions. Elementary to middle school, middle school to high school to college. Each one of these asks you to hold your involvement differently. When your kids are in elementary school, you're often still the primary voice in the room. In middle and high school, you're teaching your kid to find their own voice while you still stay close enough to catch them. And in college, well, you're handing the entire advocacy role over, whether you feel ready to or not. Here's the thing about a threshold. You don't get to skip it by being prepared. You just get to walk in with your eyes open instead of stumbling into it or stumbling over it. That's the whole difference awareness and understanding make. I know this can feel like a lot, so don't worry, I have tools for you. The first tool is the threshold inventory. Before that first day of school, sit down and ask yourself, whether it's out loud or writing it on a piece of paper, which of these five thresholds is showing up for your family this year? There may be others, and it's important to acknowledge them as well. Naming them out loud turns a vague feeling of dread into a specific, workable problem. The second tool is to make a pre-year contact list. Make a short list of who you need to talk to before the first day, not after. The teacher, counselor, an administrator, whoever holds relevant power in your kid's daily life. Reach out before there's a problem, not in reaction to one. The third tool is the age-appropriate involvement check. Ask yourself, is my involvement this year matching where my kid actually is, or is it matching where they were last year? For a kid moving from middle to high school or from high school to college, your job may shift from doing the advocating to coaching them how to do it themselves. And the fourth tool is naming the safe place. With your kid, identify one adult and one physical space in the building that counts as genuinely safe. Not hypothetically safe, actually a confirmed safe space or safe person. Do this before the year starts, not after a hard day makes it an urgent issue. I want to say this plainly because I think a lot of us need permission to hear it. The extra weight you carry every August is not you being overprotective. It is an accurate read of a world that has not always been safe for your kid. Mama Bear is not a character flaw. It's a response to real stakes. I invite you to sit with these questions this week. Which of the five thresholds is showing up loudest for you this year? Is there a conversation that you've been putting off having with a teacher or an administrator that would actually feel like relief once it's done? And where is your involvement calibrated to who your kid was last year instead of who they are now? Whatever threshold you're standing at this year, you don't have to walk in blind. Name it. Strip it of its sticky, anxiety-inducing power. That's the whole first step. I'd love to hear which of these five is yours this year. Come tell me over on Substack. And for more relevant tips, grab my Panic to Plan guide. The link for both of these will be in the show notes. And finally, share this episode with another parent who you know is feeling the same anxiety as you are. Until next time, keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind. inviting someone into your home to paint is a big deal. You want people you can trust, people who show up on time, respect your space, and do the job right the first time. That's exactly what we do at Hester Painting and Decorating. With over 58 years of experience and a commitment to true craftsmanship, we treat your home like it's our own, creating masterpieces, one wall at a time. To schedule a consultation, go to go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK. That's go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK.